Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64, Josh Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Cheesy, how are you?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
And the most hated man on the internet. What's up, John?
What's going on? I'm getting more NFTs. What? And so there are Tears of the Kingdom NFTs. So this means we're getting DLC, right? Like, why would they promote it again?
DLC. You sound like those Taylor Swift fans with tinfoil hats on the internet that take the littlest thing that she does and try to spin it into something else.
Did you hear the newest one? Is that no. Swifties think that, so you know the movie Argylle that's coming out? It's like the new Matthew Vaughn movie. So that's based off of a book, and there's a ghostwriter attached to that book. And Swifties think that it's Taylor Swift. And I don't know why. I haven't looked into it. Apparently, there's like a lot of evidence towards it, but Matthew Vaughn has like shot it down. But that was like the newest conspiracy theory.
Maybe that's who the big reveal is, because they reveal somebody in the trailer. Or like they don't show it, but maybe she is the real agent.
Everyone also thinks she's going to be in Deadpool 3 as an X-Men.
I kind of think that one's going to happen.
I think she's going to be Zelda.
Yeah, I think she's going to be Zelda.
Well, before we get started, guys, the dirt is going strong. And we're doing competitive Mario Kart on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific right now. I may do one other time, like on the weekend, but we're jumping into voice. We were just kind of doing time trials and hanging out, but I had a handful of people want to learn how to do play the game competitively. Now, we had kind of a small turnout this week, so we had to use computer players, which is like such a crapshoot with Mario Kart, because you know, like, they already choose ahead of time how the racers are going to do. And we all chose the bottom, like the bottom three unintentionally, which was funny, but still not quite the same as when you're playing with other people and getting your call outs out there and whatnot. But if that's something that interests you, jump on in. We'd love to have you. It's in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. And of course, go check out the dirt. This week's episode is going to be all about the different terminology that is used in like the competitive side and doing time trials and stuff in Mario Kart. So hopefully you guys are looking forward to that one. Johnny, before we get started, where can people connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Air podcast.
And Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Communication Air podcast, CHEEZYC64.
And Crawler.
Best spots to find me are TikTok and Twitter, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. And apparently, my name is in Johnny's mouth in his episode of Communication Air. Just crushing my dreams about Silk Song.
I tried to stop today, him, Crawler.
Today, crushed dreams too. There was no Silk Song during the Xbox.
I wasn't holding my breath for that, but Indiana Jones looks really good.
It does look really good. Wonder if that's going to be a Switch 2 title.
My God.
I think it was Andre from Game Explain tweeted, indie games are sure come a long way.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So, all right. Well, we uh, what, like, let's touch on that Xbox showcase, because there's been so many like rumors of like there's going to be more Xbox games on the Switch. Some of the rumors include like Sea of Thieves, even, which I'm like, that's got to be a Switch 2 title, right? Like, although I guess Sea of Thieves was Xbox One, which if the Switch 2 is as powerful, then maybe that will play okay. But there's an obvious reason they're not making any kind of announcements about that yet. If that is the case, they can't really say anything. But Johnny, you immediately posted in our Discord, Visions of Mana is a Switch 2 release game.
Oh, 100%. It's coming out in the summer. September is technically summer. It's a long
early September. Yep.
And that game has to be coming to a Nintendo platform.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it not.
I'm right there with you. I mean, you can get like what, like every one of those games on the Switch. Like, I have the Secret of Mana collection and I'm like, where did this come from? You know, but there's like
Game Boy games and NES games, and yeah,
there's all kinds of titles on there. So yeah, it'd be very surprising if that wasn't the case. I know this is not an Xbox show, but like, did you guys go into that event kind of assuming you'd see like more than five games?
Yeah, I thought. No. So when they had when they did the, was it Visions of Mana? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Which was the added.
Yeah, it was the added one, but it was like in the middle. It wasn't like one last thing. I thought they would have had, oh, here, one last thing. Mm-hmm. And then, because there was a spot in their little graphic, and when they added Visions of Mana, it like filled in one of the spots, and there's one at the bottom that it's like, oh, they're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never did.
I was expecting some kind of shit. Last year they set up a shadow drop, and I was expecting maybe something, but we didn't.
Yeah, Silk Song.
We only got what, one firm date, and which was for Hellblade 2, I think.
Yeah, it was May.
Everything else
May
11th
or something.
Was quarter windows, and then Indiana Jones is just 2024.
Hellblade is on the Nintendo Switch. The first one
is it?
Hellblade. Yeah.
Really?
It is?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna go to the eShop right now.
He said that with such confidence to be pretty sure. There was like confidence in his voice, and then he'd be like,
kind of an old game at this point now, right? Like,
isn't it? Did you see the info about that? Mm-hmm. About the second one? It's gonna be digital only release, $50 game, and only eight, as long as the first one, which is like 8 to 10 hours.
It is, Johnny. It is $30.
I told you.
My favorite was, it's definitely there, probably.
18.3 gigs on the Switch.
It came out
in 2019, apparently, on the Switch.
Release date 4/11/2019. Yep. Hmm.
I feel like I kind of remember it releasing, honestly. But like, was that, I don't know enough. Was that prior to Xbox like acquiring that studio and making that game?
No, I think it was around the same. It's around the same time, I think.
Okay.
When, yeah, let's see. There's no way to know.
There is. I was curious if you guys just knew offhand, because like that, like we've talked extensively about like, you know, Ori and Cuphead and some a few other games that like, but that one in particular, like that seems like a just an interesting title to be on the Switch.
In June, so they acquired them in 2018.
Okay,
so that deal might have already been inked then at that point.
Could be, yeah.
I can't believe that game is that old, because I mean, it must have came out years before it came to the Switch.
Came out August 6, 2017.
So it's 7 years. I feel like we've been seeing the second one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
That was showed that was the first game shown when the Series X was revealed at the Game Awards. That was the first game shown with it.
It's also not the cloud version, by the way, Cryptic. It's native.
Yeah, all 18.3 gigs.
Cryptic says Xbox plays nice with Nintendo since Smash back in 2018. I wouldn't be surprised if they brought more games over. I want to give a quick shout out to Parky for being here with us live, and Evan Sawyer, as well as Cryptic. And I see a handful of you guys are just lurking, so welcome. We are going to be taking some main topics for tonight are going to be coming right out of the Discord. We've got a number of NPC questions in there, so if you guys ever have topics you want us to cover, feel free to leave them in the Discord, and we will get to them. Brian's been loading us up with quite a few questions, so it should make for a good show.
So to go back to like what Cryptic was saying about Banjo being in Smash, it would be really cool. Like, I know, Josh, you were saying that Sea of Thieves has to be a Switch 2 game, but I don't think that it has anything with like how well it would run on the Switch we currently have. It's just, that's a rare property. That would be the first rare game that we have on Switch other than like Banjo and
GoldenEye
and but like
Jet Force Gemini game. Geez, how do you not remember that?
I was actually struggling trying to remember the name of it because I was like, is that radio?
Jet Force Gemini on Rare Replay? I think it is.
Okay.
I think so. Rare did retain rights to that then, because there was certain stuff that Nintendo retained the rights to, like Diddy Kong Racing. But Rare has.
There is no reason why Rare Replay isn't on the Switch.
Well, size constraints.
But I mean, most of those games were on a Nintendo platform to begin with.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, all Rare Replay is for like 15% of that is on the disc, like some of the classic stuff. But anything else that got individually released on the Xbox store, you are prompted, you're like taken out of the game, put into the Xbox. At least this was, I haven't played Rare Replay in a while, and it was on my Xbox One. But it like pulled you out of the game and prompted you to download the game from the store, like it standalone. And then it was pretty much just a device to unlock it. And then if you wanted to play that game that was downloaded on your Xbox, you had to put in the disc and activate your like, so it would see that you had the key pretty much. So, I mean, I think it would struggle with the amount of stuff that's on there. It would struggle on the Switch. Yeah.
That's kind of been the argument. Because I completely agree. All those games belong there. Even what is it? Cameo would be a great Switch
title. Viva Pinata.
Some of these titles were on the DS. Viva Pinata was a DS game. Diddy Kong Racing was a DS game. What's interesting with Diddy Kong Racing is that
wasn't it called Rare, Nintendo Racers or something?
No, Rare refers to it as Rare Racers because those characters other than Diddy Kong are Rare property at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's I saw Diddy Kong and Mario Kart were both in the like kind of there was a tweet kind of going viral today, like which one's better, you know, between the two. The one response I saw was like single player for Diddy Kong and multiplayer for Mario Kart, which I was like, I mean, I
can, racing bo- I can, racing I can boss battles that. You can't argue against it.
They're kind of, yeah, they were fun. It was epic, but they've always seemed very different with the flying and the boats and everything. Like carts are only one aspect.
They were ahead of their time, Josh. That's now true. We have hovercrafts in Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. That's right. That's very true. Very true. So, but yeah, I mean, I had the Xbox thing on. I was working while I was watching it. I always go into every Xbox thing wanting to see either Perfect Dark, Halo, Gears of War, Or Crimson Skies, or
Perfect Mecha, Dark's in development hell right now.
or Mech Assault. Those are, yeah. Yeah.
Cheesy and Johnny talked about AAA games dying. How about quadruple A games dying?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Who knows?
Indie looks really good, though. I think that's going to be a pretty cool experience.
I was in the middle of too much stuff. I didn't really see any of the gameplay until like just a little bit ago. And I was like, oh, that's kind of like the like switch from third to first person with the whip and everything. Cool. I was like, yeah, that's pretty rad.
It looks really good too. Like,
Machine Games knows how to put together a good game. I mean, a good narrative too.
And Troy Baker is, indie.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good Harrison Ford voice.
And a good Nathan Drake.
So I was trying.
Nathan Drake, is he?
I know. No, Nolan North.
I was trying to think back to the developer direct that we got last year. Like, did they show what the titles were going to be or what they were talking about?
They said what studios were going to be talking. So yeah, you pretty much knew what games were coming.
Because I'm like, and then
Tango Gameworks came out of left field. That was hidden.
Okay.
Yeah, but then that sets up the expectation like you would have another mm-hmm. shadow drop like that.
Yeah.
And now you don't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's the same thing with Nintendo. Like now that they have the shadow drops of Metroid Prime and Pikmin,
mm-hmm.
people are going to be expecting a shadow drop of a game at the next direct.
Yeah, but Nintendo just teed up everybody to either double dip or have to wait a month and a half to get the physical on that, right? So like there's some marketing tactics at play with their shadow drops, right? Because it's like
I double dipped, you double dipped, Johnny.
I got two copies of Metroid Prime because I was like, they were hard to find at first, so I like had to order them from two places.
I did not double dip on this one, actually. I double dipped on Tears.
Yeah, I still have a sealed collector's edition that I haven't opened.
Well, I like quadruple dipped, actually, because I got the OLED as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the pro controller and
yeah.
and the amiibo.
So last week when you guys thought I was crazy about not being able to find all the first party games,
we said you were crazy.
The like for the voucher.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. So if you go and you buy the voucher from the eShop, the list is the list I was talking about. It is
because Johnny and I were looking on the website, right?
Well,
no, I was looking on the eShop.
But did you look at the eShop voucher thing, or did you go through the
Nintendo Online?
The Nintendo Online, and then have it take you to the eShop?
I think that's what I did.
Yeah, the list is completely different. The list is way bigger when you go Nintendo that Online. Way. Yeah, so yeah.
I think it's just all Nintendo published games are eligible.
But like Josh said, he was in the eShop, and it. Can you buy it through the eShop just if you're in there? So
yeah, if you go into the eShop, there's always the vouchers on the first page as you scroll down. When you click it and purchase it, or if you click it to go look at the list, it's not the full list that you can find by going through Nintendo Switch Online.
But if you have purchased it, that is all. If it's an eligible title, it pops up as use your voucher.
Correct.
Or whatever.
Yes. No question there. But I didn't know the list went beyond what was on that voucher
you
list. So I was like, yeah, I was like, this is not very extensive. So if you guys are watching the gameplay right now, yeah, I couldn't remember.
Funny watching that you try to puzzle solve here.
Well, I couldn't remember.
Just whack you it. Could,
yeah, but I don't. I swung earlier and it was too low, so it missed. And I'm like, I guess you can't break those. Like, it's been so long, I couldn't. But you get a little further, and then I'm like, okay, wait a minute. There's a stone right here. Like, I bet you I can break this. And then I remembered I could like make rockets and all this. Like, it's been 4 months, but I've been jonesing to play Tears. So I finally finally jump back in. So, I just needed to make sure that we clarified the voucher thing, because I was like, I'm not crazy. I am.
My mother had me tested. Crazy.
Yeah. So what I still don't know what to do. I don't know what to purchase. I'm like, I don't know what's going to get played. Like, it's basically, I'm just buying a game for convenience at this point. I'm also thinking like, well, maybe I buy Peach. Mario? Thousand Year Door.
Yeah. Is that going to be 60?
Probably.
That one I don't think is pre-orderable with the voucher yet. I think it's too far
out. Yeah, but I mean, if you hold on, well, you have a year.
Yeah, I've got from when Wonder came out. But so I'm like, well, if I get Peach, I could just get the physical and not open it, because there's a very real possibility that game won't sell as well. And then
it'll be a rare kind
of
thing.
It'll end up being a lesser title, especially being at the end of the life cycle of the Switch. So I may end up going that route. Otherwise, I'm like, I could throw Odyssey on, but I'm so close to being like complete on that game. And then I was like, well, maybe Mario Bros. Deluxe. But again, I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like, I'll just get Strikers. I'll have all the sports titles, but it's never going to get touched. I know. Well, I mean, we had fun, right? When we played, if you do multi. So I'm like, maybe Mario Party or Strikers is always have the party game with me. But I don't know.
I saw a tweet, and I don't know who tweeted it, but they were like, I think Strikers on the Switch gets a bad rap, and it's actually not that bad of a game. But
and they play it. They play it weekly. I forget who it was. I know what you're talking about.
Whoever it was, they're wrong.
Well, they listen to the show, so they'll be sure to, you know, at you.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
I was
there's no content. The online is trash. Like, just like the features that you have for online. Like the
Josh said, we had fun in person. We played like three or four games.
If you played it like the GameCube game, no online and everybody's in the same room, it's great. Like it's a top-notch game. But
we're not in GameCube times anymore. It should have been improved upon.
Yeah. I wanted to bust out my Wavebird and just play.
Okay, yeah, it's Crux 57 said, I'm not sure what they need to do with the sports titles. I still play Strikers online about every weekend, but I totally agree with the NPC crew that it needed a lot more single player content. I think they did the online really well, but they stopped adding too soon.
I don't think that was the one that I saw. It was actually going around. People talking about how Strikers gets a bad rap. And I just don't agree with them, because if you're saying that it wasn't bad and you're like happy with it, that just gives Nintendo the excuse to do the same exact thing again.
This is just funny to watch. If you're not watching, you need to watch this.
We all just gonna buy the next sports title anyway.
Yeah,
incentive to not stop playing your games when you get them, right?
Yeah. Yo, this I was like, I'm like as I'm playing this, I'm like, I'm gonna get roasted the entire show. Like, these guys are gonna be so distracted. Like,
what are you even trying to do here?
He swung at the clog one time and it was too low, so he thinks he can't swing at it, and all you have to do is whack it with a boulder sword and that's it, or hit it with a bomb arrow or something.
And it's dripping in here, so it makes the wood wet, so I keep sliding down. So no, I mean, I'm too stubborn with these kind of games that I'm like, oh no, I will figure it out. Like, so, you know, well, I'm going to get the Discord opened up here, because like I said, we got a number of questions.
We were talking about old games that are coming out this year and stuff, and vouchers and stuff. Did you guys know that they're adding new stuff to Mario versus Donkey Kong? I feel like they haven't advertised that well.
Well, they said it was 100.
And then I was listening to NVC from IGN this week, and they were talking about like new stuff coming to that game. And I'm on the website right now, and they have two new worlds that they're like advertising on here. But I feel like that hasn't been articulated very well in the promotional stuff. Did you guys know that?
I mean, there was like a tweet that they put out that there was going to be more levels, but I don't. When does that game come out? It's like February.
February 16th.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're speculating, will a direct happen before or after that?
Before.
Yeah, so they can talk about it some more. Wait, it's happening when?
Next week.
That's before February.
Yeah, they got to have the Nintendo Switch 2 reveal first, and then.
Oh, so they're gonna do a teaser, like tune in.
Okay, so the tweet says, "New worlds and obstacles await Mario as he rescues the stolen mini Marios from Donkey Kong. Solve your way through over 130 levels and experience new modes of play when Mario versus Donkey Kong comes to the Nintendo Switch on 2/16.
New modes of play. They don't even talk about.
Oh, they have casual mode. There you go, Cheesy. That's for you.
Why are you here?
All right. So, this is a little bit of a throwback from little over a week ago. The Wind Waker 2024, which is Brian. Says the white powder on your game controllers isn't plastic grinding down, it's dead skin. Clean your controllers, you dirty. And then there's a so that, you know, a little bit of a throwback. He also talks about the leaked specs. He says, I think they're spot on except for the 120 hertz screen. I think it'll be 60, maybe 75 hertz tops, which I think is interesting. Like, I don't, maybe the dock is 120, docked being 120 and not
what
I
what's
I,
the I, Switch? Is it 60? Like the original Switch?
I'm 90% sure that's what it is, but like,
say like Johnny.
I'm definitely probably confident.
I haven't been wrong yet, so I should be more confident.
You just said that a direct is going to be next week.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Unless you're Josh trying to figure out this puzzle.
I'm trying to be an insider, you know? Just predict a direct every week, and then when it eventually happens, be like, oh,
we just delete the wrong episodes where you weren't right.
Oh, now we got some ascend action going on. What is happening here?
I just remembered that was a thing. I'm not joking. Like, and then I was like, why can't I swim up this waterfall? Don't I have the suit for it? Apparently not. So
what
it is games, 60 hertz, if you guys are wondering. It's 60 hertz.
What games would be 120 FPS? Like what?
Mario Kart. That's all I need.
That would be awesome. 120
too bad the internet won't be able to keep up with that.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, Call of Duty when it comes out, you know.
Halo.
Halo's coming to the Switch too?
No. It's like, are you saying that the Switch is online?
Yeah, just like what's
handle if it 120?
Yeah, if it's 120 hertz, like what game is going to be 120 hertz or 120 FPS?
Well, all of them that we are going to spend the $10 on to do the upgrade path.
Speaking of the $10 upgrade, did you guys see the upgrade for Last of Us Part 2?
Yeah, it's a roguelike, and then it's $10.
Well,
What about it?
It's like a spot the difference. Like, I really can't tell the difference between this new remaster.
Well, yeah, and that was the same thing I was arguing with the first one, but they are adding a new mode to it.
Yeah, they're adding new modes and new content. So, like, $10, that's not bad at all. I don't think $10 upgrade is to get it on the current platform. Like, that's fine.
When it was first announced, it seemed 70. Stupid, but it's because they weren't conveying that there was this new mode, and then they they were slow to announce the $10 upgrade as well.
Last of Us Part 1 didn't have an upgrade. It was $70.
Yep, which I still haven't bought.
We paid $60 for the upgrade path of Mario Kart 8.
And yeah, that would at least say they increased the resolution. Donkey Kong, you had to pay $60, which is $10 more than it was on Wii U. And they didn't upgrade those visuals at all. So Nintendo's worse than PlayStation when it comes to that.
Like,
did you Funky Kong?
Is your is the majority of your games on Wii U digital, Johnny?
Yeah.
So were you a little annoyed?
They should have just done what they did with the Wii to the Wii U for the virtual console games, where
$1 a game.
You transfer them over for free, but then you pay like $1 or $2 to upgrade to the Wii U version. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be okay with that. That's fine. If they do that with the Switch 2 or whatever's next,
you're gonna go broke
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, even are you okay, man.
What are you doing here? I didn't even know you could do that in the water.
You could reverse the ascend. He's not in the water, he's in a cave.
I was inside out of the water, and then you can go back down if you don't hit exit. You can just hit B. So that way, if you're like, that was a mistake, because I knew it was, I was like, I don't want to go back. So
where is Splatoon 7?
Everybody on YouTube wants to know where Splatoon 7 is.
We gotta find out where Splatoon 2 is first, all right?
Hey, we gotta get side order, and then we'll move on. What do you mean, where is Splatoon 2?
The joke was...
Yeah, I know what the joke is. I got it.
You guys have no idea how excited I was to just surf, shield surf right there. And then my shield broke and I fell. I was like, really? Come on. So, anyway,
I want 120 FPS Mario Kart. That'd be worth it.
I mean, any Smash, you know, fighting with games. Rollback. Like, with, yeah, we, the two biggest things the Switch 2 needs, I mean, the one biggest thing is just better online capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that's the number one, that should be the number one priority. Like, Mario Kart does not know what the people are doing on, like, you can't, it's guessing constantly. Like, oh, I threw a red shell. They're actually dragging an item. They never got hit. They look like they got hit on my screen. They even dropped 3 coins. But they never lost any speed whatsoever. Like, that, you know, that just seems, and maybe because it's a, like, I don't, does Crash Team Racing do that kind of stuff? Like, I don't feel like I played it long enough to know, but still, just like, I don't know. It just seems so weird. And maybe it's because it is such an old, like, it is almost 10 years old, you know? So did they do much to the online, or was it more of a copy pasta? And then, like, here we go. It's just, it is what it is.
Did they upgrade the servers when they, didn't they change servers?
When, like, Monster Hunter came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Splatoon 3 wasn't a good example of.
Cause it's all peer to peer.
Yeah. That's still peer-to-peer.
And there's all kinds of, like, don't people get lagged out all the time?
Yeah.
At least they did.
Peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
It's reliant on whoever's hosting to stay in the game. If they quit, or if their Switch goes idle, or whatever, it lags everybody out.
Speaking of Splatoon, I won another Splatfest this week.
You do.
You were a monster and said solo at the holidays?
Yeah,
I got outvoted by friends. So they wanted to do a solo for reasons. And that is the team that won.
Well, I chose not for that reason.
I don't like the 3-vote thing. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's bad.
I didn't choose it for the color. I chose it because I thought, hey, if people are choosing solo, then they won't suck as bad in the solo.
They'll know life the game, and they'll help you out.
Yeah.
So apparently there was a mistranslation. For us, it was like, who do you like to spend the holidays with? family, friends, or solo. And then in Japan, it was, how do you like to spend your holidays with friends, family, or solo? Or how do you like to spend your day off? Because it was literally
the same thing you just
said. No. How do you like to spend your day off? Because it was a New Year Splatfest. So I think it was talking about the New Year. Do you like to be around friends? Do you like to be around family? Or do you like to be alone? So that there is.
I chose the right team. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big difference.
Hey, you did it, Josh. Good job.
Hey. Come on. All right. Back to the Discord questions here. It says, what is the one place you played the Switch that you never expected to? Bathroom, while in traffic, pumpkin patch?
At work.
Rooftop?
Yeah, I took it to work. I did lots of like solo grinding for all the stars in Mario Kart at work, handheld.
Okay.
On a break.
I've played it on a boat. Like a sailboat.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about was Lonely Island.
Got my flippy floppies.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Trying to think like the strangest place. I mean, like the plane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always take it on a plane. Like whenever I go on a plane, I always have it on the plane, but I never play it.
I do sometimes. It's hit or miss, but I usually end up just watching a movie on my phone or something like that.
Why is that? Because I feel like I'm this, like, it wasn't until like the fruit game. The watermelon game or whatever, I was so hooked that I bought the Wi-Fi for the flight just so I could get my game to log in, because I was like, I have to play.
I don't know. The biggest thing I've enjoyed with the Switch is that it's not intrusive when I'm on like a vacation. Like, it's not a lot of extra stuff to bring along. And I have the Genki covert dock or whatever, so it's just the plug. And then the HDMI and Type-C are on the plug. And it makes it super easy just to bring it along. And not that that's how I should be spending my vacation, but like if there's Hulu on there, so like if you want to have something that can just hook up easily. Hulu and YouTube and Twitch, I think, right now, right?
Twitch is gone.
Yeah, it was removed.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, because of what Twitch had done with adult type stuff. No,
it was
maybe?
Gone. I think they were just
I think they just ended support.
They were like, nobody's. No. I mean,
First off, Twitch integration on any of the consoles is not a great version of Twitch.
No.
So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's the nicest thing, just to like take it up to the mountains if I'm on a weekend trip or just wherever.
I think one of the coolest things I did was on a plane, and somebody was like, oh, I haven't gamed in years. And I literally pulled the Joy-Con off, and we played Mario Kart together, like with just a complete stranger.
I've always heard the stories of the over air ad hoc, just multiplayer. Somebody just makes a room on a plane and people join it. I've never actually like tried or seen that happen, but
I did on 3DS, like with Mario Kart. So
Switch 2 comes around, we'll have more people that are wanting to do it.
It could be. Maybe I just need to maybe we'll create a shirt that says, I'll be playing Mario Kart on this flight, and If you want to play, let me know.
Is this where Josh gets to skip all of the zero gravity stuff because he already did it?
Yeah.
All?
What the heck? Like, how did you have that already unlocked?
He has a whole video. Is it on your YouTube?
I think so.
He has a whole video where he just willed his way up into the zero gravity area somehow. I don't know how you did it.
I made a 2-stage rocket. So I had batteries and balloons and rockets, and basically the balloon would take you up. The balloons were on the corners. Okay. So they would take me as high as I could. And then I had another balloon in the center on one of the carts turned upside down, but it wasn't attached to anything. So when the platform underneath it was like two of those put together, when it fell, I then triggered the other balloon and it took me up. And then I fired a rocket on my shield and that took me the rest of the way. I got all the way to the door and it wouldn't let me in. I was like, no.
Both Cheesy and Josh got to a temple area that they shouldn't have gotten to without the assistance that they needed.
Yeah, I probably spent 2 hours doing it, but I was like, this is like, I was like, after like the first 45 minutes, I'm like, no, I'm in now. I can't stop. Like, I gotta make this a reality.
Just watching this gameplay, like, this game looks so good. I don't understand why people think this is not a beautiful game.
Yeah, I'm like, so I have started making a point, a little bit off topic, but I'm trying to play a minimum of an hour each evening to get an hour of game footage to put on YouTube that's just like footage that anybody can use for any of their shows, podcasts. If they don't have a capture card or whatever, like, just download the footage and make content with it. But then I'm using it for like the NPC, like for the news minutes, using it for this show, but it's forcing me to actually play. Like, I got another star in, I'm like the pirate ships or the pirate ship in Super Mario RPG. So like hell may have froze over based on what I'm seeing outside. It looks like it did, but,
all right, hold on.
I'm actually Before, playing.
I want to call out a cheater. You were buying, or you were like resting here. The amount of rupees you had.
Oh,
999,000 rupees.
Josh and I both waited.
You cheater.
We both had devoted switches to Tears of the Kingdom before PAX. And then PAX came and we wanted to take our primary switches with us to go, because we thought there was something to do with Animal Crossing, but it ended up being just kind of a pain. But we wanted to have our main switches with us. And so that forces both, I think, to update our Tears of the Kingdom. But I hadn't closed out of Tears of the Kingdom in a while. And I think Josh is the same way.
Yeah, I was playing my red Mario Switch instead of my OLED because it was
990. Like, that must have taken forever.
Oh, diamonds sell for a lot, man.
You know, if you guys check my playtime for the amount I've actually accomplished in this game versus like,
because you don't have a temple completed, do you?
No, I have no sages. Like, yep. Like the end of this gameplay, like, I'm still like, before the show started, I was like trying to finish up the.
Well, it looks like you're confused right now that you forgot that you got to the temple.
So, okay, the real talk, I'm annoyed that I don't have the pants that match my. So I was like, can I go buy them somewhere? But they're nowhere to be found right now.
Apparently. No, I used Google to find out where to complete some of the outfits. I think I have a few left to go do for outfits. And
so that's literally what I'm doing. It wasn't that I didn't want to play. It was like, no, I don't want
to
play.
You had to play dress up
without the right pants on, you know? So, but anyway, let's see, here we go. This will be a hot topic. Oh, $60 games dead, and should we expect more from a $70 game?
This $70 game that we're seeing footage of, I think, delivered pretty well. We're getting a handful of $50 games this year with remakes and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, companies, like I'm not all the way through your guys' episode on communication this week, but like the talk of just ballooning costs of AAA studios and everybody with what they're doing, it's like the effort, the stuff that they're putting in, they aren't seeing return because people, I think it's not always well thought out, I guess, on their AAA games. Well, and like, I think I saw a headline today that Harry Potter was the number one selling game last year. Over, it's the first time Call of Duty hadn't been the number one selling game of the year since like Rock Band or something. It was like a not a Call of Duty or a Rockstar game not being the number one since like a Harmonix game, pretty much. And I don't know, they don't have original ideas, and but then also looking at like the developer thing today, it's hard to get excited about new stuff as well. It's like, I don't know, maybe that's just my age coming out.
So I think it will feel pretty gross to pay $70 for like Mario Wonder. Like if there's a new 2D Mario on the Switch too, and it's only 10-15 hours, kind of gross to even like Tears of the Kingdom. You know, I probably put 100 hours into it, but I don't know how much different it is than Breath of the Wild, like in scale and what it does. So I feel like they kind of pulled one over on us by just increasing this price for no reason.
It does seem weird that this just was a one-off game for now.
But remember what came out the moment they announced it? The vouchers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got $100 from a lot of people, and then they locked them into another purchase.
I'd be curious to see what the margins are when a consumer buys digital versus physical. You know, without that little bit of extra overhead and retail.
The tax
and all
is still
that.
There, but yeah, but they don't have to actually print the cart.
Well, and retail's not getting a cut.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many people bought this game digitally because of the vouchers. This is a $20 difference.
Did all four of us buy this digitally? Cheesy, did you buy two physical copies or did you get one digital?
Yeah, so we bought two physical because I have my own copy and then Hannah has her own copy.
You could have been a true double dipper.
I mean, I was.
Yeah.
I spent more money than you guys did.
No, you didn't.
No, because did you buy a collector's edition?
Oh, no, I didn't buy the collector's edition, and then I didn't just buy everything in the shop like Johnny. I didn't just clean out GameStop.
Do all three of us have unopened collector's editions?
No, I opened mine.
Yeah, you did an unboxing on day one.
Yeah, I did an unboxing.
Josh, is yours still sealed like mine is?
I think the only collector's edition I've opened is Xenoblade 2, and I wish I hadn't.
Well, three came open, didn't it? Kind of like they sent you the game. And then
I don't know if it has a sticker on it or not.
Josh just got rocked. Smacked. By
I couldn't even remember how to Z target. I'm like, what is the isn't
the
like isn't it? And like, I couldn't figure out how to dodge. I'm like, isn't there a way to dodge in this game? So
I do think $60 games are gone.
Mm-hmm.
In the Switch 2 era, I don't think we're going to see $60 games. It'll be 70 or 50. Probably have to pay 70 for Mario Kart and Mario, Smash Brothers, like all their big titles will be 70. Their smaller titles and remakes will probably be 50.
And a handful of $20 and $30 indies.
Yeah, how much do you think Silk Song is going to cost?
120.
I mean, it's so hard to remember.
It's only $15, isn't it?
It's on sale so routinely for like $8. I don't I don't know. It was a Kickstarter first, and I think it was probably, a $20 game. I bought it on Switch. I have it physical as well. And then I've gotten it. It's on Game Pass. And then it's been a PlayStation Plus game of the month a few different times. So I have it on like every console, but I actually don't know how much it costs.
Crawler, let's ask the real question. Is it coming out this year?
It was playable on the floor at E3 2019. Yes, I hope so. I really hope so. Like, it was playable 3 years ago.
Where's that graphic?
4 years ago.
From Xbox.
5 years.
From Xbox.
That's 5 years ago now in June. That'll be 5 years.
When Xbox graphic? Said these games will be out within 12 out months. Six,
12 months, yeah. And we're 2.5 years out of that one now. But yeah. I think it's got to come out this year. Like, they've been working a long time on it. It was initially DLC for Hollow Knight that got away from them and just outgrew what it is. Mm-hmm. And it was playable on the floor. IGN has game footage of it. Josh, I don't think you had a chance to go play it, did you?
No, I was playing more Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
But I mean, yeah, it's got to come out.
Which I'm just going to say right now, I hope 4 makes its way to the Switch too.
Yeah.
I hope they keep that series going, cuz that was,
it sold I think pretty well on the Switch, didn't it?
I believe it did. And it, I mean, it's just good. It's just
many hours you can put into it too.
Exactly. Yeah. There's some elements of it that are a little like, I kind of wish they'd go back to the older formula, like from the original, like the very first game. But for the most part, I really, it had a good arcadey feel to it and still being an RPG. So, and it's one of the games you can get with your vouchers. I just happened to see that one also. So, yeah, I don't like, I think we just have to get ready for $70 game. I think gaming is going to be in such a strange place, like with like the, so games as a service, you know, they're that model is doing so well. And then,
oh, we didn't even mention what Ubisoft said.
Oh, about the
get used to not owning your games.
Gamers need to get used to not owning their games. For
I hate not owning my movies right now. Like, I hate the fact that if I see a clip of a movie or I think of something that I want to watch, I have to go to Google, and autocomplete on Google is so used to, I think, people using it for this. You type in a movie name and Streaming Where like pops up, mm-hmm. and then get a list of all the different services and how much it costs or if it's free or included. And it's a pain. Like, I don't like, I enjoy the convenience of first party Xbox being on, knowing that that stuff is going to stay and live on Game Pass. There is a handful of other stuff that is a perk of being a Game Pass subscriber that you can get from that. But the fact that Ubisoft has Ubi Play or whatever, and or EA Play, EA has EA Play, and Ubisoft has
Plus
Ubi Plus, Connect, yeah, or something like that, or yeah, it's like there's too many. I don't want to. I already have Netflix and Paramount and Max and Apple, and like, I don't want that to turn into the same thing for the consoles. But I don't know. And even if you do own your stuff, they can revoke it. Like Turtles 1989, if you own it, can you even download it again on Xbox?
Yeah.
If you own it?
Yeah, yeah. You can. Okay.
You just can't buy it.
You can't buy it.
Scott Pilgrim got delisted until it came back, right? You couldn't even download it if you owned it, I think.
If you usually it, you can download stuff you bought on the Wii right now, like that stays up apparently, but like you just can't purchase or access from my understanding. So the majority, if as long as you have your license or whatever, like it's in your history, you're good, at least on the Xbox side of things. But I mean, I'm curious on what happens to the industry as a whole moving to $70 games. And we most of the time we're paying $60 for a game that's getting a day one patch. And in some cases, the game isn't even good to go for months after the fact, like Cyberpunk. You know, I think some of the Assassin's Creed games weren't, you know, haven't had like super solid launches, right? Like, so and like the younger, I feel like the younger generation is buying less, you know, less games. I mean,
and then people complain about stuff not selling, and it's like, well, yeah, because you're conditioning people to not want to. Wait for it to come out eventually. And the only reason to buy something right now is like to potentially be part of, if there is a zeitgeist water cooler kind of reason to not miss out. Like I didn't feel like I needed to for Starfield. And even when there wasn't pressure, like, I don't know. Stuff will eventually either come as a free game on PlayStation Plus, or it will maybe pop up in as a free game from Amazon or on Epic Games, or there's a handful of places that just give out free stuff. Because you don't even have to have a subscription for Epic to get the free game once a week.
Right. PlayStation followed suit after Game Pass. I think there's a very real possibility that Nintendo and Xbox have been relatively buddy-buddy because Xbox may be helping them with their version of Game Pass to some extent.
Would you, if Nintendo had a Game Pass type system, would you get it? Or would you still buy your game separately?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think for Switch 2, I'll still go physical, but I would probably subscribe anyway and just keep that collection fully sealed.
A true collector.
But I don't know that Nintendo, I can't imagine. I see them going more of a, they can flex the brand muscles to say we're not going to do first, like brand new games are going to be day one with our with our service. You know, it's going to be a PlayStation model. The older games, it's going to be similar to Nintendo Switch Online, where, like, you know, you've got DLC and a few exclusives here and there, and then you know, probably there's a very real possibility that Nintendo Switch Online bumps up in price, you know, $10 to $15, and the majority of the first party Switch games all become available to play on Switch 2. While would I pay for that if there wasn't new? I don't know that I, like, what would be the reason behind that. There'd have to be an incentive for like the hardcore fan base to do that, right? Because unless there's a they get third parties in there as well of games that we've missed out on, I don't know that I would jump on that.
I think if it was like their if it was older first party, they might do something like that. If it's third parties, I think they would do that. But they've already been doing the free trial. Like every once in a while, we get a game that we get to try for 7 days.
Eastward's on there right now, again for second or third time.
They could be adding a lot more to that service, and maybe we would have to pay more for it. but I think it would be worth it for Nintendo to do something like that. But I don't think Nintendo would go in the same route as everybody else, because it's just not what they do. Like, they are having us buy a 1,000-year door again. There's no way that they would have that for, like, even GameCube. Like, I don't know how GameCube is coming to NSO when we have Metroid Prime and we have Sunshine. We also have Mario or Paper Mario that we're buying again. Like, they know that we're going to buy it again.
Those are all remasters.
The 3D All-Stars wasn't.
But could you imagine? Could you imagine if they did a Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader combo game for with Rogue Leader and the unfinished dev copy only of Rogue Leader 2 and all that stuff? Like, people would buy that.
Oh yeah. No question. It's so strange that we have such a massive collection of Star Wars games and we don't have those. It's very odd that those the Rogue Squadron games aren't there.
The library of Factor 5.
I mean, I would assume Lucasfilm or Lucas Games, I'm sorry, would have, you know, would still own the majority of those rights. I can't imagine they just get lost in, you know, between Nintendo. Factor 5 is no longer, like, what's Factor 5 going to do? They don't even exist. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't understand how all that stuff would work, but, like.
And Rogue Squadron 3D is, like, present on Steam. It's a PC mod of the game, I think. Called Rogue Squadron 3D.
Gotcha.
It's on my wish list. I've never actually pulled the trigger on it, but.
Apparently there was a Rogue Squadron movie that got canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Factor 5 is credited in the Steam stuff here. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Published by LucasArts, Lucasfilm, and Disney. But yeah, I don't know.
So and this I is.
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah. You take it away. No, keep it going.
Yeah, no, I think for the Switch 2 or whatever's next, they are going to improve their online, like, offerings, either if it's N64 games or like maybe DS games or Wii games.
Mm-hmm.
But they need people to convert or keep their subscription. And right now we're kind of, you know, they release a game every few months.
If the Golden service
Sun and the sequel just came out yesterday?
Yep. Yeah.
If they get the majority of their first party games, like, and I'm talking up through the Wii onto that service, I think that, you know, and I'm even talking like get the DS and the 3DS games as well. Like it, I want a place to be able to play all of my Nintendo. Like, I hope the Switch 2 allows us to play every first party Nintendo game, right? Like, we talk about how, like, the Wii U was like the Zelda machine, mm-hmm. right? And for certain series, that's true. I mean, it, like, the Switch has a lot of Zelda games, a lot of Mario Kart titles, you know, but to try to, like, when it comes to streaming retro games and stuff, to stream like the 3DS was a nightmare. Like, you had to buy like an $800 3DS with a capture card built into it. Like, it only worked on PC. There were so many factors there. And just to have that library, there's stellar titles that, you know, would, like, are we all jumping in and spending hours with Golden Sun? Maybe the four of us aren't, but I guarantee there are people that are, you know, that are really excited to jump back into that. Did we play, you know, Mario RPG on our SNES classics? You know, probably not for too long, but having a remake of that, like, what, you guys have all beat it, right?
Two of us beat it.
I haven't beat it.
Oh, okay. Am I going to beat it before you, John? I'm trying to beat it before the month's over.
Oh, now I'm going to. Now we have to race.
Okay, cool. Figured that's all it would take.
Sorry, yeah. I'm like fascinated by this fight, by the way.
I'll beat you to the comments right now. Josh, you know when it's up in the air and it sends stuff down, you just got to jump on one of those and recall it.
No, it didn't even cross my mind.
And you're gonna fight a bunch of these as you progress the game and they get
harder. Yeah, you beat it.
So yeah, just remember that when you start doing it. So when it goes up in the air and it sends those five blocks down, just jump on one and then recall it up there, and then you're up on the platform and you can just beat the crap out of it.
What are these grinders though? I was like, why can't I?
Oh, you could attach them.
You fuse it to your gun. Yeah,
you fuse it to your weapons.
I see. I was like, where does this go? Is this gonna unlock something? I like take it all over the place. Like,
I actually, the construct enemies were so cool to me because you could use all the abilities to fight it, or you know, just you didn't have to use all the abilities. It was just an interesting enemy that they had, and I feel underutilized.
I can tell you this from playing this game and doing some of the puzzles, even from this hour long session that I just played, like it felt more Zelda to me than than Breath of the Wild did. Like it felt like the way the puzzles were and stuff like that. I was like, this feels very, very classic Zelda, which I really, really enjoyed. The last question. It says, based on previous Nintendo consoles and handheld sales, the Switch 2 will only sell 50 million. Change my mind.
New Switch will only sell 50 million?
Yeah. Based on previous Nintendo consoles, like from, if you go from NES to Super Nintendo.
They go hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
I mean,
I disagree. It's going to be a handheld. They're still going to own the handheld market. I would say it sells 80 to 100.
It's a machine that has Pokemon. Hopefully they figure out how to make a Pokemon game.
Has Pokemon, has Mario Kart, has Mario. Like, there's no way.
I think gaming has gotten bigger than it's ever been as Nintendo's been. It's not like Wii crazy where grandmas were playing Wii bowling in the nursing home, but like it's more accepted. It's more talked about in just pop culture. I think it'll keep going. I think it'll be probably it depends on what the launch like window lineup looks like, how quickly it takes and how well they can keep stock. But I feel like the economy's slowly getting better and people are, and it's still the more entry level, more affordable entry point into gaming. And it's also that comfort food kind of games that you recognize and grew up with that the average Joe can kind of see and want to get in on.
So looking at stats right now, the Nintendo Entertainment System, 61 million. The SNES, 49. 64, 32. GameCube, 21. Isn't it interesting that the Wii U was only 7 million behind the GameCube?
Yeah, it was also a different time, though.
They had those, there wasn't tiny little discs. Nobody trusted that.
So then the Wii did 101, almost 102 million. Then the Wii U, 13. Right, so it was a steady decline up until the Wii. Then the Wii, like, you know, blew everything out of the water, except for handheld. Game Boy was 118 million. Game Boy Advance 81, so it was less. But then, after the Game Boy Advance, the DS was 154 million. Like that thing, that they moved those units.
So is Game Boy counting Game Boy Pocket and Game Boy Color?
Yeah, I would assume.
And then Advance is counting SP as well?
Yeah.
But I mean, and Micro. If a console sells 80 million, like Xbox Micro
doesn't count for anything. It's not a large number.
When was Xbox hasn't sold 80 million units since the 360. Like, it's really PlayStation that consistently sells well. And Nintendo's handhelds, I would say they're all successful. Like, they're the lowest one is 75 million units, which I still think is successful.
Yeah, the looking at, like, so PS2 is 155, the DS was 154. Switch is at 132. The Game Boy and Game Boy Color 118. PlayStation 4 117. PlayStation 102, Wii 101. PlayStation 3 was 87. So there's where, you know, the PlayStation 3 is where they
get a second job.
Struggled, but they still beat out the 360, which that number is crazy. They beat the 360 by 3 million. And if you look at that generation, how many of us would think that Xbox lost to PlayStation?
Which one?
So the PS3 outsold the Xbox 360 by 3 million units.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They have longer tails.
I bought three 360s because they red ringed and
that was their strat.
I only had one PS3, but yeah, I bought my 360. I bought an arcade and then just put the hard drive on top of it. And then I bought the Kinect ready one, whichever the slim, is that what it was? The black one.
Yep.
I think I traded all but one of those in when I got my Xbox One.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, PlayStation 2 being at the top, they've never come back and beat that out. But the PS4
was a DVD player. Let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And that the Xbox 360 was an HD DVD player. Never forget. I wish I hadn't sold all that stuff. I had one and a handful of movies. Like, those are artifacts now. So I mean, I don't know. I have a slight bit of worry that like the $400 price point and that it might be a little slower run than the Switch. I mean the 290, I think 299 is a sweet spot when it comes to consoles. You know, I think it's more accessible for a number of people. I mean, I have people that could afford a Switch, even the OLED, no problem, and they don't want to. They're always asking me if I can like help them find a better deal than even the.
Never gone on sale.
No, then even like, you know, even like a Switch Lite, I'm like, well, no, you can. I mean, you could go this holiday and get a free game with it and save yourself $60 that way. Like, they want to play Mario Kart. You know?
Ambassador program, here we come.
So Cryptic makes a good point. He says 50 million people bought PS5s. I think people accept, you know, $500 machines.
Or $400 machines.
Yeah, depending on which.
Not anymore. The digital is the same price.
Right.
Oh, did they up it?
Yeah.
Well, because they nickel and dime you to get a stand for it now, right? Isn't it like $30 to get the horizontal
stand? Yeah, I forget what that is. You know, well, you get a stand with it, but to get like a better stand, you have to pay for it.
Could the Switch 2 be $350?
Nintendo doesn't sell for a loss. I mean, it depends on what internals they put in it.
Yeah, but we also haven't had any like a price cut on Switch.
Yeah. But I mean, Xbox increased price in some markets. They didn't do it in the US, and I think PlayStation did suit as well. Like, corporate greed is a big thing. I mean, all these companies had taken the L mainly just to get their units in your house. And And now they're not really even shying away from that. They're almost leaning more into the Nintendo model, where they don't want to take as much of a loss on the system, even though they're taking record profits on digital sales as well. Because I mean, most I can't imagine that a lot of Switch is my outlier, where I still kind of go get the physical sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nine out of 10 times I'm getting the physical, but it's also because the game exists on that media. Xbox, I've really shied away. Xbox and PlayStation, I've shied away from that because it's just a hassle if I want to play a game, and the disc doesn't do anything. Just my system wants to make sure I still own it. I didn't get rid of the game, and the game is all downloaded on my system, and I just have to find a disc and put it in there, and it's a pain. So I mean, they're making plenty off of, because they don't have that middleman that they have to sell. They don't have to make the physical product. They don't have to ship it. They don't have to give a cut to the big box store. And so they already have you by the short and curlies.
What happens if there's the rumor that it's a digital only model, and then one that still takes physical? Let's say the digital only is $350, but there's not even a slot to be able to play your old Switch games. Cheesy, what do you purchase at that point?
Oh, I'm going to buy the physical anyway. Like, I think as long as Nintendo is still providing physical copies, that's the route I'm going to go. And I understand the convenience of going digital. Johnny gets to play games at midnight. There's something special about a Nintendo physical copy, where Sony and Microsoft have
empty kind of box is so special.
Just imagine how valuable that Kirby cart's going to be on the very last system that goes physical media.
True.
That last Kirby game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think old physical versions were better. The Switch is just an empty box. There's nothing in there.
No, sometimes no, there's some art in it.
Sometimes there's Gal Gun artwork instead of
no, sometimes there's Wild Guns artwork inside Gal Gun.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about it earlier today, like when Splatoon goes like Splatoon 4 or 5, that probably will be digital, and it's going to be weird to be like, "Oh yeah, I've got the physical copies for 1, 2 and 3." But 4 is on a different system and 5 is also on a different system, and you can't get 4 because it's not available on that system, or whatever it is that they choose to do. It's just kind of silly that you aren't able to have like all of those games. Johnny, I know what you're going to say. Am I going to go back and play all those games? Probably not. But it's just the like knowing that I have them. I physically have them and I can show them off.
Behold my stuff. Look at my stuff.
I have the cat helmet for Halo 2 somewhere. It's in a box over there. I don't know where it is. I have the Reach Noble Team statue. I bought whatever it was, I think, that was the special edition for 4. It was like that metal artwork thing. It didn't have like, I don't think that, did they
that
have
was a 5.
Thing? Oh, 5. What
did you built the Guardians out of that little like metal Lego, like metal origami.
I have it unbroken. It's just in my case somewhere. But like physical stuff like that has diminished. I have Mjolnir and the Ellie statue for PlayStation stuff, but like, and the Spider-Man statue. So like some of that stuff is cool, but like it's diminishing, and like, especially a series as long as like Halo, like they had some cool special edition stuff. Not nothing for 1. 2 had just a steelbook. I'm kind of kicking myself that I never got the steelbook back then. But and then 3 had Cat Helmet, Reach had Noble Team, 4 what did we say 4 had?
It has a steelbook, but I don't remember if there's anything.
Yeah, they kind of
had an Xbox. It had a 360. It had there was like the clear controller.
The big collector's edition type stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that stuff diminishes as they like Cheesy said, if it's part of a franchise and it just moves away from that stuff, you kind of feel empty a little bit when you eventually get it.
And physical media still has to be doing pretty well if you think about how vinyl had one of the biggest years last year, and Barnes and Noble is back because people are buying books.
Yeah, but Best Buy's stopping selling.
That's because of TikTok, though. Like, that's because of TikTok. That's not
sure. Well,
people,
vinyl is also TikTok.
Vinyl was before TikTok.
What? Yeah.
Well, the book people like book talk is huge.
Yeah.
And they got people back into reading. Well, I mean, I have a bunch of physical crap behind me too, but I actually have to, I do need to weed it. It's getting to be too much. So like a lot of this stuff, I'm just going to like put in storage and never look at again.
Your kids. Oh, let's say it's for my kids to worry about. That's
like, what am I going to do with it when I die? Just put it in the coffin with me.
That's what the pharaohs did. They built big ass pharaohs.
There we go. I'm gonna build a pyramid.
Out of Lego.
Out of Lego. I mean, I have a bunch of Lego too. Like, no, I get it, but it's, I don't know. Media, like physical media. I haven't bought a physical movie in 15 years or music in like a long time.
I feel like I buy the physical thing just because it comes with the digital thing for the same price as just the digital thing. So I buy the physical thing and it just takes up space. I don't know. I have a problem.
Yeah, but where they get you is the digital they give you is usually not the UHD. It's just the HD. So then you're like, you got to either buy the upgrade for it anyway.
I buy the 4K Blu-ray anyway. So well, they come with the UHD.
See, Ubisoft loves me because I've already accepted that I don't own anything. We don't technically own anything. We're never going to.
They didn't vet you very
philosophical.
Well, though,
when you die, it doesn't matter.
They didn't vet you very well, though, because you're like, wait 2 weeks to buy Ubisoft stuff. It goes on sale.
I mean, that's still true. That's still true. Wait 2 weeks to buy their games. I saw Avatar was on sale for 30% off, and it's only come out like a month ago.
Ubi should buy Sonic.
Was that PlayStation exclusive, or was that on Xbox too?
I think it's on Xbox, because I searched my Xbox today. But yeah, physical media is just junk. It's just junk.
We went off on a tangent and we're like an hour and 20 minutes now.
Well, so I will just ask this because there are very few times that I will make statements that I'm like that I firmly believe this. I think this is the last console that has physical media.
Yeah.
Period. For
sure. And I don't think the next Xbox and PlayStation don't come with disc drives.
And the only thing that we can hope Nintendo will do is somehow recognize, like when we, you know, when you take your physical game and you press the plus button and you get your points from it, your 60 cents that they give you as a bonus for buying a physical game versus the $3 bonus they give you for buying it digitally. That library could somehow be accessible after the fact with your account, but.
No, they're just going to resell you the game, but Johnny's going to have to rebuy it too because they aren't going to move it forward. It's going to be a remaster.
You didn't ask me what version I would buy if there was a physical or a digital version.
You've already answered the PlayStation you have, and
I'll be getting both.
and the physical one's just going to stay in the box.
So I have both for PlayStation. I have a physical and a digital.
Do you
version.
Really?
Yeah, and I also have both for Xbox Series. I have an Xbox Series X and an Xbox Series S. So yeah, I'm buying both.
You're part
I'm getting
of the
every.
Problem, Johnny.
So I made a video. I said I'm getting every single special edition for the next console. That's my goal.
Man, you'd have like the Diablo one right now.
And I know
the
Diablo.
Let's go, Pikachu. One.
There's so many cool ones. Yeah, there was a Fortnite one, like a special edition Fortnite one. There's a lot of cool ones.
I just saw that Fortnite one used at my GameStop. Actually, they had the blue and yellow Joy-Cons. So
somehow get my hands on the Labo one.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Aren't there eight pairs of that? That Joy-Con, they made more Joy-Con than they did the Switch. I think there's only like two Switches with like the dock, but they gave out some of the runners up, I think, got Joy-Con.
So that would be such an amazing, amazing grab. But all right, well, we are an hour and 25 minutes in now, just about. So thank you guys so much for being here with us live. Thank you for listening after the fact. And, We will catch you guys next week. Bye, everybody. Where's the button?